You're listening to The Little Pod of Inspiration, a collection of stories and poems about love, redemption, and change. Inspiration is all around us. All we have to do is look. Being unsure is scary. It's a lot different from being sure. Instead of the safety net of knowledge, there's a daunting chasm of uncertainty. It's not easy to step from the warmth of the old to the chill of the new. The same goes for commitment. It takes a lot to commit, especially if you're someone who needs certain guarantees before you make the leap. Otherwise, the checkbook stays in your pocket until the next discussion. The problem is, while you're being unsure of commitment because of the uncertainty of success, your competitors are enjoying success because of the certainty of their commitment. Slight difference in wording, but a big difference in results. So what can you do? Accept uncertainty. Remember when you were learning to drive and you thought you'd never get the hang of it? You couldn't get used to clutch control, or reverse parking, or even a simple 10 and 2 hand position. We all did it, and we all thought the same thing. Then there was that one pivotal lesson, where everything just fell into place, and the next thing we knew, we were driving. Make your uncertainty your penultimate driving lesson. Accept that not knowing everything at a given moment in time is natural. Think of how many have been in the same position as you are now, but made it through. Believe that failure this time isn't the end. No one gets it right first time. Great success is built from second chances. Uncertainty is a natural emotion when we're faced with something new. If familiarity breeds contempt, then fresh breeds caution. There's nothing wrong with caution. It keeps us alert and ready to make changes in direction if needed. It's when we let uncertainty and caution combine that stops us from moving in the first place. This combination can lead to the fear of commitment, but if you need success before commitment, you'll never have either. What choice will you make? Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more from The Little Pod of Inspiration, simply head on over to littlepod.ca, where you'll find more episodes like this. Until the next time, take care and stay safe.